been improved. Tell me about Pakistan now. I see now the Beatles are up raising money for it. You know, it's a funny thing with the way we are in this goddamn country, is we get involved in all these screwball causes.
But we have $100 million. It depends for whom are the Beatles raising money, for the refugees in India. India or in Pakistan.
Goddamn Indians.
Well, the Indian side of it is economically in good shape. We've given them $70 million. More is coming in, and we have, no one knows how they're using the goddamn money, because
you're getting into the government. That's a terrible mistake.
Well, they don't let anyone in there. They permit no foreigners into the refugee area. No foreigners at all. Their record is outrageous.
Well, then, what about Pakistan?
Well, on the Pakistan side, we have moved in $100 million worth of food, which is in the port. We've had a task force working on it, which is either in the ports or on the way to the ports. The big problem now is to get it distributed. The UN has sent in 38 experts. They're prepared to send in 150 more. As we discussed on Sunday, we're going to get Maury Williams out there. He's our first expert on it. The major problem is to get the distribution system organized. This in turn is being handicapped again by the goddamn Indians, because most of the roads run parallel to the frontier and very close to the frontier, and they're blowing them up every night. It's really almost exclusively a distribution problem.
Well, I told Rogers when I talked to him about this, I told him that this UN reached him about 6 months, and I told him he would sit down and work out this thing.
We're talking the
scheme of what we did. And I said, that's the way to do it. Let's stay out of this damn thing. Just help refugees, but stay out of the fight between the two.
That's
the reason I said, we've got to put some kind of a leash on Keating. But Roger Sobukidi just seen him, so he's sick of him.
But what we've got to avoid also, Mr. President, I think we ought to toughen a little bit on Peking. But if we screw Pakistan too outrageously, that really, and if a war starts there, that could blow up everything.
Yeah.
So I think we should get a refugee program started, a relief program, and get this goddamn lecturing on political structure stopped as much as we can. Eventually there's going to be autonomy in East Bengal within the next 2 years, but not in the next 6 months. And there's and the Indians are just playing a revolting, rough game. The reason we have to prevent a famine in East Pakistan is if a famine develops, another flood of refugees will go out. And that gives the Indians, if we can defuse the refugee and famine problem, we are depriving the Indians of an excuse to start the war.
Well, you let the Indians know they're going to stop to get their aid stopped when the war starts.
Yeah.
They aren't going to get any aid.
Well, we've got to get Cisco under control. Unfortunately, every crisis is in Cisco's...
This is true. That's going to be reorganized anyway. This shouldn't be in the Senate committee.
No, and Cisco is a maniac.
What side is he on this one?
Pakistan.
Ah.
Well, he's such a whore. His department is on the side of Pakistan. Of India.
Yeah.
The trouble with Cisco is that he's all tactics and no strategy. He's got a hot idea every 3 days. I'll talk to Bill. I think Bill is on the same wavelength.
He's on the same wavelength. This is just telling me.
I'm saying
to the board of the thing here with Kevin Rich. It's a triple blowout. Now, with regard to the wrestling and so forth, let me tell you, I don't need on the India Pakistan. I want to say very, very little. Because it's going to be in the office, I don't give a damn. I'm just going to cut them off tersely.
And all India, Pakistan, remind me of what you said something about the
that is going to be one